Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Hello. Welcome to a very... as you can see, kung nakita nyo naman siguro sa length ng episode, it's not gonna be a long episode because we're supposed to record this week with Andren pero sabi ko hindi ko ata kaya. Lately I've been feeling kind of stressed, feeling kind of anxious kasi nga tomorrow will be, well, kung napakinggan nyo na to, today na nakaka-release na, it's the release week of Mabuhay is a Lie on Netflix, and I'll talk about why maikli yung episode and bakit ako lang right after this very unnecessary OBB. Okay. Kailangan ko lang gawin yun. We're back. I am actually not in the studio. I prefer to sit this one out. Nasa bahay lang ako with my dogs. My girlfriend is in the, na pumasok sa office. I'm just alone. And walang Andren dito. It's just me. And yun. It's release week. By the time you hear this, it's already been released. But I just want to know na I'm recording this Wednesday afternoon. And feeling very anxious. Very, very super anxious since... siguro start of this month, pero syempre pa taas lang, pa step up lang, pa step up yung anxiety this whole time. I honestly still feel na parang surreal siya na hindi nangyari. I've been wanting this for a long time and been trying to attempt to do this with the director, si Ryan Puno. We've been trying to do a Netflix special since before pandemic pa. And right now, like all steps of the process, parang surreal. Like kahit nung una, nung sinabi sa akin, parang I've always found ways to doubt it. Nung una, nung sinabi sa akin na, okay, let's do it. Yung email pa lang. And parang in denial pa rin ako kasi parang hindi pa na-shoot, anything can happen. Pwede pa akong masagasaan or mabaril or makancel or something like that. And then every step of the way na may progress, na-approve yung budget, approve yung ganyan, may venue na. Noong nag-shoot na, parang iniisip ko parang baka nasira yung mga cameras, hindi natuloy ito. Lahat ng posibleng pangit mangyari, iniisip ko. When we were editing it, parang iniisip ko rin na parang, ah, okay, baka hindi nila ma-approve and everything. But hindi, it's really smooth sailing. So you couldn't ask for a more smoother process, lalo na because the guys at Solid OK and Arcade Film Factory and Netflix really made this really easy, no? So kaya rin parang hindi ka makapaniwala na nangyayari talaga to. Alam mo yun. And then now nakikita ko yung nasa app ka na. And I've always dreamt of this moment nung time na iniisip ko before ano kaya parang pinapantasya ko kung ano magiging reaction ko. But now I see it and grabe, it's just a cocktail of different things na naiisip ko. I've been feeling very anxious kasi ayun nga, parang I feel like it could open the doors for a lot of people in the scene, but it could also close the doors for a lot of people in the scene if I do really shitty. And pag sinabi ng Netflix and other people na, tingnan mo, binigyan ng chance tong guy na to to do whatever he wanted. Nobody tried to write his material for him. Nobody tried to give input on how he would perform, and he failed miserably. So, parang natatakot ako na maging yardstick siya of giving too much creative freedom to the artist. Is bad. Parang maging ganun siya. A lot of people are saying na syempre overthinking to. I honestly agree. Pero what I currently feel is uncontrollable. Hindi ko talaga siya maisip. Hindi ko talaga siya ma-contain. There's a lot of things na I really care kasi for the scene more than anything, honestly. Kasi ayoko nang may madamay kung maging pangit siya. Diba? So, yun. There's a lot of people who are saying na, yun nga, doing it is already achievement, it's out of control. Pero syempre, you want it to be successful, you want it to be that. I'm looking everything at everything now na inisip ko parang, did we have enough to market it? Did we market it enough? Gusto ko ba ng billboard? Gusto ko ba ng TVC? Parang ganun. And then, I go into the conclusion din na parang maybe if we put too much in it then baka masyadong tumaas expectation ng tao, and then alam mo yun, sumobra yung tingin nila dito. It's still by far a very kind of like grassroots production pa rin na ano mo yun, binigyan lang ng budget. Parang contradicting yun sa grassroots production, pero ayun nga, parang I think everybody's still banking on my cult following, or I hope it has the makings though of a sleeper hit, and I hope it does. I hope a lot of people watch it, and I hope a lot of people appreciate it. Yung resulta of it all is what also dreads me. Kung maraming ang manood, so okay, sige, fine. Kakalmahin ko na yung utak ko na, okay, maraming manonood dito. If maraming manonood dito, is it gonna be well-received? Because 100% ng material na nilabas ko sa internet for free that nagkaroon ng widespread attention was not ultimately received 100% well. Parang hanggang ngayon, there's like old videos that I see on my notifications na may mga tao na naaway ako or nakukornihan sa akin or nagagalit dahil tumatawa yung ibang tao, accusing me na nag-hire ako ng mga taong tumatawa, mga ganyang klase. And in-expect ko na siya, pero alam mo yun, masaklap pa rin. And I really just want like the people who would really are looking for this kind of stand-up na masachate yung ano nyo. And I don't know if I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself, pero gusto ko rin kasing pakita na we're not just doing ang Pilipinas, parang tayong production na compromised, parang tayong production na ano. Ito kasi uncompromised and talagang everybody backed on my creativity and my material here. So it really falls on my shoulders if this is well received or not. And I hope the people who would, kasi I'm pretty sure may mga tao talaga na hindi talaga nila magugustuhan to. But may mga yung mga tao na that appreciate stand-up comedy, they know what stand-up comedy is. Hopefully you discover and see na we're worth it. the stand-up scene is worth watching here. And the stand-up scene is worth, you know, planning a weekend for or taking. Kasi marami ng tao ngayon, but I want more people. Like, I'm so happy with how the scene has improved. Pero I feel like there's still like a huge part of my fan base na fans ko na to ha, na they're not even committing to watching our shows live. Which is, I think, the Netflix special is great, pero the best way to really appreciate stand-up comedy talaga is to watch it live. And if you watch it live, yun yung makita mo parang true form of how you how you'll enjoy stand-up comedy. And there's lots of people na hindi mo mapanood online, hindi mo mapanood sa Netflix or any other streaming site that are really good and are really great sa live. And if you could support that, if you could make the scene even bigger, we can champion more comedians doing things like this. And yun nga, dahil nga ambitious, ako yung nasa front line nito and I'm supposed to lack of a better metaphor, I'm supposed to be the Omaha Beach landing dito sa campaign na to. And I hope na, alam yun, I get through and I survive. Oh, and I'll be successful so I can open it up for a lot of other people. There is a lot na I feel like a lot of expectations when I hear people getting excited for it and everything. And as a skeptic, parang pag marami na ako na-excite, parang na-ano lang ako, oh shit. Mas gusto ko yung people don't give a shit about it and then they're pleasantly surprised than having high expectations and then just meeting it. Parang mas mahirap kasi yun eh. But yeah, the main reason we didn't want to do an episode here nga is because one, I'm a very emotional wreck ako ngayon. Hindi naman emotional wreck. Pero yeah, I don't think I could talk about anything else. And I wanted to record at a time na alam ko na yung mangyayari sa Netflix special ko. So, next week, please look forward to the episode. It's gonna be me and Andren. We're gonna talk about whatever the fuck happened in a week in from the release of the Netflix special. And hopefully, you guys, kung kayo are not stand-up comedy fans, but you are Bago Matulog fans, please give it a shot. Ito na, hinatid ko na sa bahay nyo. Red Oliero, Mabuhay is a Lie is in the largest streaming platform in the world. You can watch it. You can see it. Please rate it honestly. And please tell if you enjoyed it, please tell people to also check it out. Wala na kayong excuse because you can watch it anytime and please do. Will only take an hour of your time. Yun lang. Thank you so much. Pwede na tayo matulog.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.